listening to KWB, girl. The Dave Bryan Show is live everywhere, and that's how it's gotta be, girl. Getting ready for your morning, cause we exploring all the way to Tennessee, girl. I'll tell you what you gonna do while I play my first song of the day. I know you're gonna say,
good Lord, is that what I missed when I was out?
Yes, you did.
Oh,
yes, wow. You did.
Okay. Fire, Dave. Fire.
I'm glad that you freshened it up. Fresh is good. Good morning, Drake. What do you got for your first song?
We got Miley Cyrus. We Can't Stop.
We can't. Let's do it on KDWB. Dave Ryan Show, KDWB. I am back from Florida.
Welcome back.
Well, thank you, because Allison's husband, Justin, basically he's like an actuary, which is like a insurance accountant. Very complicated. I don't understand it. Shout out actuaries.
Numbers
and figures, and he's a genius when it comes to that thing.
Yeah.
So he basically did the equivalent for actuaries of passing the bar. If you're an attorney, you pass the bar. You're an actuary, you pass this big, like, 5-year, 10-year long test, a series of tests.
That's so crazy that you do a series of tests for that long, but I mean,
he studied all the time. Every time I talk to Allison, it's like, what's Justin doing today? Oh, he's studying. Oh my God, on a beautiful Saturday afternoon, he was studying.
Will he have to still do that? Because, you know, like a lot of careers, you have to like refresh or study.
Like if you're a doctor, you got to go to a conference once in a while to learn that leeches don't work anymore. You know, that type of thing. Blood lettings don't work anymore.
Got to pick that.
So he went down to a big conference down in Disney. And so tell me what you think about this one. Susan, I never thought about this one. Susan said, oh, well, Carson, Dave, and I will come down and hang out with you guys. Carson brought it up. He said, yeah, it was really nice of mom to like glom onto their trip and insert herself into like their trip. And I thought, oh, I never thought about that. Can you imagine if you and Jake and your family were going to go to Disney and then Jake's family said, oh, well, you know, while you're down there, we're going to come down and hang out with you too. I mean, it'd be okay.
Yeah.
I guess we like to think they'd love it. But then I thought, oh, I wonder if Allison and Justin are kind of like, oh God, your parents are coming.
I think Disney's a little bit different because that really is kind of like, the only reason it would be annoying is if you were the kind of people that like pulled out your itinerary and here are the rides and things I need to do, then that would be annoying.
But at all.
I guess my only thing with that is Allison is a people pleaser. So if she was like so concerned with like, well, what do you guys want to do? Whereas if you weren't there, they would just be doing what they wanted to do. Yeah. But I don't think, I'm going to guess they don't care. They probably enjoyed having extra hands to help with Ava.
An extra babysitter because while they went to dinner and they went to the parks, then we got to watch Ava.
We would be happy with that if we went to Disney, because Disney's exhausting.
Disney is exhausting. We had a great time. There's pictures on my blog page on DaveRyanShow.com.
What was your favorite part? Because usually we do like a favorite part of our weekend.
Favorite part, no question, was Ava got what we believe is her first shoulder ride.
Okay.
Because I'm like, Ava's never had a shoulder ride, and Allison's like, no, I don't think so, but we've never really taken her anywhere to put her on her shoulders.
Yeah.
So I put her on my shoulders as we're walking around Disney, and then we saw the parade.
Yeah.
Now Ava's on top of my shoulders. She's kind of getting it. It's like kind of cool up there.
Yeah.
And then she sees the parade, and they're all waving, and I got the video. It was on my Instagram. Do you see the video of her waving?
I saw her sitting on your shoulders, but not waving.
I think I saw the video of her waving.
It was on my story, So it was adorable. And it's very sweet. And I picked up this really cool shirt, which has got oranges all over it.
It does. Mm-hmm.
Are the oranges on them?
Yeah. Are they the bot? So is it a bird?
No, it's a character that apparently Disney and the orange-making people at Tropicana are trying to popularize.
Are they? Yes.
And according to the guy that sold it to us, it's not working.
He's not supposed to tell you that, probably.
Yeah, he's like a Disney guy, and I'm like, is this a Disney character? He's like, well, they're trying to make him a Disney character, but he's not really working.
It's very like a 70s vibe to it.
70s
like
are back. Yeah, retro fashion is back.
Oh, it's so back. Literally, some of the places I went to boutiques this last week, and everything was like 70s now.
I'm like really jealous of it, actually. It's actually really fire.
I'm going to have to take a picture of it and put it on the gram.
So everybody
can enjoy it.
Yeah, so you can influence the masses. I get it.
Maybe you're the person who get people to start buying it.
We don't know what happened, but from nowhere, this character became huge. We can't put our finger on how.
You know, it's the same guy who brought you Amy Bababi and the same guy who brought you Wordle and many, many other things. I was a first influencer, an early arrival. Early adapter on Amy Bababi and Wordle.
Yes.
So just saying.
And Wordle did take off.
It did take off. Don't roll your eyes.
That's not what my eye rolling was about.
Rolling her eyes.
Yeah, that's not about Wordle.
That wasn't about Wordle. If you paid attention to what you said that you early influenced and what I agreed did take off.
Amy Bababi did take off. She's all.
Did she?
Oh, yeah, she's all over the TikTok.
Where is she?
All over TikTok.
What's she been up to? Let me look at her Instagram. She got more twerking videos.
How many, over the shoulder pics does she have right now?
Here's the thing that Amy Bababi, but we're still buddies. Amy Bababi.
She's very nice.
I messaged her the other day. Amy, how's it going? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, good, Dave. How are you? And her latest video is her in a bikini, and she's kicking her leg up so you can see her crotch. So there's a lot of that. So
yeah.
Anything for attention. That's what you're going to do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll be back in a second on KWB. I learned something from Carson when I was in Disney, and I want to show this to you. It's something musical, and it's really kind of cool, and I'll show it to you in a second. We'll be right back. The Dave Ryan Show.
The Dave Ryan in the Morning Show on 101.3 KDWB.
In Florida, I spend a lot of time with my kids, and they're older now, so I don't get to spend a lot of time at once. So I'm sitting there in one of those, like, it's the Beast luncheon hall or whatever. So they play, it's a Beauty and the Beast theme. You're in the Beast Castle, and the Beast is the only character that comes out.
Okay.
And you don't get to meet him or take pictures. He just comes out and he walks around and he'll wave and he'll, like, you know, whatever. And so they're playing the Beauty and the Beast, Be Our Guest.
Can I ask one quick question?
Yeah.
Did you try the gray stuff while you were there?
Absolutely.
Was it delicious?
It was, you know, because they say try the gray stuff.
It's delicious. Don't believe me.
What?
And you can't.
I didn't know that was some Disney drink that I'd never heard of.
No. There's a part in Be Our Guest. Try the gray stuff. It's delicious. And it's gray pudding. It's gray pudding with little, like, sprinkles on it.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
And it actually was good. We couldn't tell whether it was chocolate, vanilla, so we decided it was a combination of chocolate and vanilla. And it was delicious. And you can eat the dish because it's made out of, like, cookie.
They must have changed it. When we did it was just a cupcake anyway. Okay. with that frosting.
Of course, while it's the Beauty and the Beast theme, they're playing this song in the background. I asked Carson about it. Check this out. I'll play a little bit for you, and then I'll tell you what I asked Carson about it. Check it out. Slows down. Okay, it slows down. And this part speeds up. So it goes from slow, and it speeds up slowly. And so I look over at Carson. I remember Carson is almost graduated from Berklee College of Music. And I said, Carson, what do they call it when music is slow and then slowly speeds up? And he knew it's called accelerando. Oh. And I said, I am so impressed that you knew what that's called, accelerando. And he's like, he just thought he was so cool. He's like, yeah, no big deal. And I'm like, well, we paid a lot of money for you to go to Berklee College of Music. I'm glad you know what accelerando is.
Is it worth it? Now when you pay that tuition fee, are you like, but he knows accelerando.
You put that on his resume.
Yeah.
Can define accelerando. So, and then I think it was yesterday morning, two mornings ago, we went to Magic Kingdom. And so Allison was so excited. She loves Disney so much. Mm-hmm. And she's got little Ava. And it's Ava's first time in a park like that. Allison's got the big plan. We're going to go in. We're going to get pictures. We're going to go on. It's a Small World. It was her first ride ever. She was a little overwhelmed. She's not even two. She's like 22 months. So she's a little bit overwhelmed, not sure what to make. Kind of a blank expression the entire time.
Yeah.
She comes downstairs from out of the hotel room. She's got like a little snot coming out of her nose, a little bubble. You know what I mean? And Allison's like, ugh. Of course, on her first day at Disney, she's coming down with a cold. Mm-hmm. Of course, now she's got a cold and blah, blah, blah. And it's probably going to get worse. And I said, Allison, stop.
Mm-hmm.
I said, she's got a little snotty nose.
Yeah.
But it's a small thing. I said, think about parents who have a baby that's like, and I wasn't trying to be funny, a baby that's born without an ear, or a baby who's has got a leg shorter than the other leg. That's a real challenge. That's a real problem. A baby with a running nose is not really that big of a deal.
Yeah.
And she's like, you're right.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
There it is. So she took something kind of small and turned it into something big.
That's good.
To be fair, she is pregnant again. So I'm sure a lot of hormones are running through her body.
Jenny, you're absolutely right. She is pregnant again. She's about 6 months pregnant again. And she's big and she's kind of uncomfortable. And the hormones are flowing. So when Allison was done that day, she was done and her personality shut down.
Yeah.
She was no longer in any mood to be a people pleaser or happy any longer.
There is something to that, though. Like, it's a weird thing. And I don't know if dads go through this because I can only come from a mom's point of view. You build something up in your head for your kid for a first time they're going to do something. Or it can be as simple as pictures with the Easter Bunny or something. And it never fails. It never fails. It will not be how you imagined it, of course.
No.
And it won't even just be because they weren't looking at the camera. They will get sick that day. They will, like, throw up on their outfit on the way there or have a blowout. And the outfit you spent, like, 2 months picking out, they won't be able to wear. And you really do get in your head about that stuff, even though you know it's not important. It just, it messes with you because for some reason we think, even though it's never going to happen, you're going to create this perfect childhood for your kids. And it does suck when it doesn't happen, but you need someone in your life like you for Allison. I'm sure it's Justin normally, or Jake for me, that says, hey, it's really not a big deal. She's going to be fine. She's going to be happy. And then you initially are like, and then you calm and you realize they're right. They are right.
It is kind of true. I think we all need that once in a while. So it was great to spend time with the kids. You can see them on DaveRyanShow.com under my blog. We have a little talk back feature, a little talk back to start the show off here. The little talk back, and here we go.
Topic for the show, Ticketmaster and their stupid pricing model, how it's now the price of the ticket is now based on demand. Rather than just, it's the same price all the time. So you look one time and the ticket is $1,000. You look 2 months later and maybe now it's $500. It's annoying.
It is annoying. Any comments on that?
I didn't know that was a thing.
I don't really go to enough concerts to make that a thing for me. We usually get concerts. If there's a concert I really want to go to, I'll buy it. And I don't really worry about that too much. But usually if it's something like a local concert, we can get them because we're in radio. That's one of the perks of being in radio.
Well, I was telling them I bought like Casey Musgraves tickets and I think they were like $200, which is a lot of money. But I got seats I wanted. But then when I saw them I bought them when they went on sale. Then months later when the show actually happened, I think they were going for like seriously starting at $25, $30. Now, granted, I know those were higher up tickets. But I did not know that was a thing that they do that. That is really frustrating.
Yeah, it's a whole supply demand thing.
That's ridiculous.
Yes. Like ever since COVID, you mean, or what?
Mm-hmm. Well, they were doing it. I'm pretty sure they've been doing it even before COVID, though, because they set a price and they see how fast they sell. And then depending on how fast they sell, that's how much they raise it.
I get so frustrated with that because it eliminates so many actual people. It's basically like, oh, sorry, because you don't make this much money, you're not going to get to go see Justin Bieber. Mm-hmm. But don't worry, everyone that's already rich and can easily probably travel to Chicago's show also, they'll get to see him. I think it's so crappy they do stuff like that.
No, it is totally crappy. I totally agree. But it is. It's like they figure out what the market will tolerate. So will people buy Casey Musgraves tickets for $250? They will. Great. We'll sell them for $250. Yeah. Will they tolerate $700? They won't. Oh, we got to lower the price.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
It's so crappy.
Hey, thanks for the talkback comment on iHeartRadio. You can push the talkback microphone and leave us a comment on there. And we check those every day here on KWB. Coming up, the most scenic place in all 50 states. What do you think the most scenic place is in Minnesota, according to this poll?
The cherry and the spoon, Dave.
Boundary Waters.
No, neither of those.
I bet I know what it is. I'm not going to say
it. Don't guess again because you're probably going to get it.
I am.
All right. The most scenic place in all 50 states. What do you got, Wisconsin? We got Minnesota. We'll tell you about it coming up next on You Can't Make This Stuff Up.
3, 4.
The most beautiful scenic places in all 50 states. Well, let's start off with our neighbor next door, Wisconsin.
Oh, yes.
The most beautiful place in Wisconsin. According to this website, Condé Nast Traveler, it is the Apostle Islands in wintertime.
Oh, beautiful. Jake's brother just went there, and they liked them, but I think they wanted a bad time of year. I don't think it was like, I think it was a ton of hiking to them.
I think you got to park down the road and hike in and then hike across the ice, because the Boy Scouts went there a few years ago. I didn't go. They loved it.
Yeah.
But when all the water freezes up in the caves, you can hike out on the ice, and then the caves are all full of like ice
That's
and crystals.
Cool. Yeah.
And so that is Wisconsin's.
I'm a little surprised it's not Door County. Honestly, Door County is so gorgeous.
That's
but maybe
what I heard.
It's because it's like little towns instead of like one spot. Landscape.
Yeah.
Do you want to do some other ones?
Yeah, you see Indiana on there?
I do see Indiana.
The cornfield?
No, it is the world's third largest manure pile. Now, I guess they're going to put in a gondola to the top. Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
It is
the world's largest manure pile. Yeah.
And each year in the summer, it's really cool. They shape it into different shapes. So people they compete. And then the winner gets to shape it. Yeah, it's easier to shape when it's warm.
Actually, Indiana is Indiana Dunes National Park.
That makes sense.
Is
it like a sand dunes?
It is, 15 miles of sand dunes along Lake Michigan. It is a popular spot for swimming and surfing during the summer.
What's Michigan's? I don't know why.
Michigan's?
I just
want to know. Yeah. I can scroll around here. Michigan, Maryland. Okay, here we go. Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore.
Oh, that sounds picturesque.
It sounds lovely. It is known for its unique sandstone cliffs that stretch for 15 miles. You can kayak and camp and et cetera, et cetera.
I hear that Michigan is like one of those, because I did not grow up going to Michigan, is a very hidden gem state of like tons of beautiful spots to go to.
I do see TikToks of like when I get on the travel TikTok side of things, I see a lot of things about Michigan.
Jake's family, apparently growing up, like his full family would go to Michigan every single summer. And because one of his cousins owned a house there, and it's like just stunning, like on the water.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do Montana. Montana.
Yes.
Glacier National Park.
Yeah.
One of the most visited parks in the country. It's beautiful. Nebraska would be Scott's Bluff National Monument. Let's go to North Dakota, see if there's anything good in North Dakota.
They skipped over it.
North Carolina. Theodore Roosevelt National Park. It is a 110 square mile piece of land that's been there for it's been there forever, but it's been a national park since about 100 years ago. And basically, it's like hills and dunes and mountains.
Let me
tell you, North Dakota.
Yeah.
They just don't have a lot of natural beauty up there.
What about a place like California where there's so many options? What did they actually choose?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Good question.
Thank you, Dave.
Let's take a look here. Okay, California. Julia Pfeiffer Burns State Park.
What? Where is that?
It is 35 miles south of Carmel, California. Huge cliffs, waterfalls, lush vegetation.
It's in Big Sur.
And sometimes even dolphins and otters in the shallows.
What?
So that's kind of cool. Minnesota. You want to guess what Minnesota is?
I think I know what it is.
Go ahead and guess what it is.
I'll say the North Shore.
The North Shore is exactly right, yes. So if you're looking for somewhere to go beautiful in Minnesota, you got about a 2-hour drive to the North Shore, and then
2 hours. It's like 3 hours.
I was
going to
say
it's
a little bit longer.
I'm
North Shore
this weekend. It's a
how
three
fast
hour
are you
drive.
Driving? You're one of those like 35 miles an hour in the left lane. Speed it up a little
trust
bit.
Me, no.
Is it Duluth like a couple of hours?
Duluth is a couple of hours.
So then Grand Marais got to be three.
It's like an hour and a half.
But the North Shore starts once you get past Duluth. Once you get
past
to Duluth, that's the North Shore.
That's true.
So the North Shore is 2 hours away, right?
But to hit like a lot of the main spots, you have to go further than Duluth. Like there's Jay Cook. Now I'm blanking on what
we
I went
to.
Superior Hiking Trail is up there. Grand Marais is up there.
The Split Rock, which is very popular.
Split Rock
beautiful.
Is along there too, yeah. So that's our best place.
I think Split Rock is closer to Duluth, though. So
is it?
You are correct that it probably technically starts like...
I need to explore those areas more because at the Max store, I've only been to Grand Marais once and it was with our RV trip we took.
Yep.
And it was like, we did not do actual exploring there. We walked around the town and ate donuts, which, don't get me wrong, high point of my life.
We went to Grand Marais.
Yeah.
And they had like really cool camps. Like you can stay there for a week and learn how to carve or learn how to paint. That'd be really cool. I'd love to spend like a summer in Grand Marais.
A full summer?
A full summer in Grand Marais, yeah.
Oh, that'd be fun, yeah.
And then you can stop at Betty's Pies because everybody goes up there. You got to stop at Betty's Pies. You remember that one?
I have. We stopped there.
You too, last time I was there.
Were you disappointed, Fallon? You were disappointed by Betty's Pies. It's okay.
Don't upset anyone.
It's okay.
I'm not going to. I'm going to say it was a little overhyped. The world's best donuts in Grand Marais, accurate.
Okay.
They are the best donuts I've probably ever had, other than Cardigan Donuts here in the Twin Cities. But I did feel like, and I'm going to be attacked, and sometimes you have to stand for things, Dave, you know?
No.
The pies were fine. There was not a pie was better than like my grandma's pies, though. There was nothing overly remarkable. Sorry.
Wow. Well,
I only had like two different kinds. Maybe I got the wrong kind. I don't doubt it.
Shut them down. Betty's Pie shutting down. Bad review from Fallon Bonset.
I can guarantee
killing the economy up at Betty's
Fallon
Pies.
Doesn't love them. It's
everyone
not
says
down.
It though. And I always feel like when there's one spot that like everyone says, it's not because it's so good necessarily. It's because there are no other options.
Launch after Fallon right now on the talkback feature.
Don't.
Go ahead and open up your iHeartRadio app and use the talkback feature and launch at Fallon Bonset for dissing and roasting Betty's pies because it is a landmark, a tradition. Now, going after something gross like the cherry in the spoon, mm-hmm. that really is garbage.
Right.
But Betty's pies, come on.
I still think you should support it. It's a great local business. I'm just saying.
She said they found mouse poop in Betty's pies.
I didn't say that. She did. I did not say that.
She said a minute ago they found mouse poop in Betty's
pies. Food is subjective. If you love it, then keep stopping there. I probably will just keep driving.
And tell you the best, you say the best donuts are on the North Shore. The best donuts in the world are on the top of Pikes Peak. That's what they're famous for because they're making them at 14,110 feet. So they raise differently in such a high altitude.
How do they get there?
Well, how do they get there? They bake them up at the top of the mountain.
How do the workers get there?
Well, there's a road up to the top of Pikes Peak.
There's a road, yeah.
So you're telling me every morning someone wakes up.
No, they live up there.
They
live up there for the summer. There's dorms, yeah.
Oh, that would make me sick. The altitude. Oh, how do they wait?
Nobody asked you to live at the top of Pikes Peak. I'm talking about the donuts, not about whether you're going to get altitude sickness.
I've been to Pikes Peak, and now I feel like I really screwed up. I don't remember eating donuts.
Gotta have the
there.
Donuts at the top of Pikes Peak. And it's the same thing kind of as Betty's pies. They're probably not really that good, but you're eating something that everybody told you is really good.
Oh, so you hear that, Pikes Peak? Dave said your donuts aren't that good. Oh, he said someone pooped in the deep fryer.
Oh, I said there were mouse poop in the deep fryer. All right, you can't make this stuff up on KWB. If Taylor Swift did your graduation address, would you listen?
I've
got 35 magical seconds of Taylor Swift doing a graduation commencement announcement at NYU. That's coming up in a second on Dave's Dirt on KDWB.
Well, Dave, that's what I was going to talk about as well, because obviously I'm a Swiftie.
Story.
It is.
Obviously.
I have the full version if you want to watch the full, 26-minute version up on my blog.
On that one. That's okay.
No, I'm going to. It's all up on my blog if you want to check it out, but we'll have a shortened version coming up at Dave's Dirt.
Dave Ryan Show on KDWB. Jenny is busy taking a picture of my shirt that I got in Disney.
It's beautiful. And
I said, cut my legs out. Oh, Fallon. My legs are so pale. I was sitting next to a guy on the airplane last night.
Put a little self-tanner on if you're uncomfortable.
Well, I mean, I could, but I was sitting next to a guy who had he was darker skinned anyway, but it made me look not just pink, but gray. Mm. My legs look gray and pink. It's a combination of ugly that I really shouldn't put on display.
Yeah.
This time of the year, it's just
I don't think that's true. I think everyone right now is especially pale. We had a very long winter. No one is out there with a great glow unless they do have naturally darker skin or they have a spray tan going, so don't feel bad.
The guy next to me, it was a really nice guy. When he got into his seat, he was in the middle seat. I feel bad for anybody in the middle seat.
No kidding.
And he's like, excuse me, can I just get in there in the middle seat? Because that's my... And I'm like, of course, you don't have to be so polite. But he was very polite. He sits down and he immediately manspreads.
Yeah.
So he's got the big knee. He's got a knee halfway in my side, a knee halfway in the other guy's side. And his hairy legs and shorts are bristling up against my legs.
Yeah, that's gross. I hate it.
And it was like tickly, tickly. And so I'd move away. And then I'm finally like, I'm going to assert myself a little bit here. So I manspread myself and touched his bristly leg.
Yeah.
Like very purposely, kind of like bristled, not really touching. But and he didn't seem to mind it.
He liked it.
He didn't seem to mind it. So then I had to put my legs back.
The plan didn't work.
Dave's Dirt on KDWB.
You want celebrities? We've got them. Dave's Dirt on KDWB.
Taylor Swift was invited to do the commencement address at New York University. Here is a little clip.
We are led by our gut instincts, our intuition, our desires and fears, our scars and our dreams. And you will screw it up sometimes. So will I. And when I do, you will most likely read about it on the internet. And as long as we are fortunate enough to be breathing, we will breathe in, breathe through, breathe deep, and breathe out. And I am a doctor now, so I know how breathing works.
She also said, I promise you, you're probably doing something or wearing something right now that you will look back on later and find revolting and hilarious. You can't avoid it. So don't try to. And I think that's true. You're going to look at a picture of something that you're wearing probably this week.
Mm-hmm.
In another 20 years, you'll look at it and go, oh, my God. Even worse is when your kids look back at it.
Yeah.
And then laugh at it. It's like, good Lord, Mom, what were you thinking?
Absolutely.
That's what we wore back then. So
Justin Timberlake could make his Broadway debut this year. The New York Post reports he's negotiating with the Music Man producers because he wants to replace Hugh Jackman once he leaves the role. Hugh Jackman is nominated for a Tony Award. He's doing so well in that Broadway production. And then Justin Timberlake While he was on the Ellen DeGeneres show, he did share some parenting advice.
Keep your kids as young as they can be for as long as possible, because that's what keeps you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't let them grow up too fast.
Yeah.
There were a lot of there have been a lot of clips coming from the Ellen show because there are only a few episodes left. So another one is Chelsea Handler went topless for her farewell video to Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen, congratulations on 19 years of doing your show. I would show you my breasts, but we've already seen them. So I'll just sit like this and tell you that I am so proud of you. You are a rock star. You made this work for 19 years. So go have fun.
I guess they were blurred out, fuzzed
probably.
Out.
Probably. Yeah. She does that a lot. She, like, will post herself, like, riding.
Skiing.
Yeah, skiing.
Without a top on.
Yeah.
Which honestly terrifies me, because the thought of falling in the snow
on an ice patch.
Bare breasts. Oh, no.
Yep. John Legend has some new music. This song is called Dope. She's
I wouldn't think I would like a song called Dope, but it actually sounds kind of catchy.
I'm pretty positive he wrote that with Charlie Puth, because it I think they like did him, that it? Song on like the iHeart thing or one of the award shows. I think it was the iHeart Awards. Anyway, also Nick Cannon, don't worry, he had a vasectomy consultation.
I don't know if I would have designed it this way. Like, I already done went and got my vasectomy consultation. I am looking to populate the earth completely, but I'm definitely looking forward to taking care and loving all the children. And I'm quite honest when I speak about it. I do have the guilt of not having enough time to spend with all of my children, as we all do, because we're working.
Yeah, keep going.
But I want to be every aspect of their life.
So Jennifer Lopez, she released kind of a trailer. It was 2 years ago that she performed with Shakira at the 54 halftime show, Super Bowl halftime show. And she's done a lot since then, obviously. So she has a kind of behind the scenes documentary coming out called Halftime. It'll cover that performance and training for it. It'll cover some of the performances she did at the Washington, D.C. during the inauguration and more. It'll open at the Tribeca Film Festival June 8th. And then 1 week later, it'll stream exclusively on Netflix. So you'll be able to check that out very soon. Minka Kelly, she has dumped Trevor Noah again. This is the second time. They dated for 2 years. They're saying that she would rather be single than waste her time with the wrong guy, which isn't that the truth? You should.
Because you can spend years and years with the wrong person.
Yeah.
So, okay, so Fallon was talking, we were talking about the most scenic places in all 50 states, and it turned out Minnesota, the most scenic place, according to Condé Nast Traveler, is the North Shore. So I think it's a good choice. And then I said, oh, well, you got to stop at Betty's Pies. And Fallon rolled her eyes, give a sideways glance to Jenny like, bleh. And I'm like, what? She's like, Betty's Pies is overrated. And I said, I'm not a big pie person, but it's a nice break. And you got to go in and stop and get a little Betty's Pie. So we said on the talkback feature on iHeartRadio, let us know what you think of Betty's Pies. And here's what people had to say.
Just going to say, Betty Pies? Wow, Fallon. Come on, we could do better than that. Love you guys.
Now that is a true Minnesotan, better than that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Here's another one.
Sorry, I'm going to have to agree with Fallon. It was fine. Nothing big.
Wow. And?
I completely agree with Fallon. It's overrated. Not that great of food. And the pies are okay. I've had better.
Okay. Interesting. I guess I never really thought. I thought everybody agreed. Here's what I thought was interesting. I thought everybody agreed on Betty's Pies. Mm-hmm. I also thought everybody loved Disney, because I put up on my blog, I went to Disney and I said, everybody, who doesn't love Disney?
Yeah.
And most people are like, yeah, I love it. I remember my first visit and I remember my mom and I went on the teacups or whatever. And then a couple of people are like, I hate it. I'd rather go to the OBGYN. There's nothing worse than Disney. It's hot, it's crowded, and everything's expensive. And I'm like,
well, I mean, it's true.
It is true, but I didn't know that there were people who didn't love going to Disney World. I really thought everybody loved Disney.
Yeah, no, there are. And there are a lot of people that think Disney adults are super weird. And I mean, I don't.
Allison and Tina are both Disney adults. One of our good friends, Julie, is a Disney adult.
Has Allison gone by herself or just?
No, but she watches videos. She knew of like a secret way to get through the castle. She knew of this secret little thing, a little feature over here. How do you know all this? She watches YouTube videos of Disney stuff all the time.
That's cool.
I think I fall on the side of people who don't like Disney. As
really?
A child, yes. But as an adult, no, it sounds like my nightmare. To have a bunch of kids running around, waiting in lines for like an hour to go on a 60-second ride. I don't know. It's not my vibe.
I will say this. I don't know what... There aren't like... You aren't dodging kids. I don't know what it is, because there are a million kids, but you really aren't. I think because most little kids are in strollers or on shoulders, that you aren't walking like, oh,
no, you're
like,
dodging strollers.
You're not but dodging like, kids at all.
Okay. I love kids. Don't get me wrong. I do. But like, I'll see a little kid in the grocery store doing something annoying, and it almost like annoys me, but I don't care. Obviously, the kid's just like living their life. I can't imagine being like standing in a line for an hour and there's some little kid like, crying or whatever. I feel like kids can get whiny.
But you just went on a full thing yesterday about how Wisconsin Dells is the best place ever. And I haven't been, but I imagine it's nothing but screaming children at the Dells.
No, not like, so I'll be honest, like the places have declined a little bit from when I was younger. Oh. So like Noah's Ark. Yeah, I was a whiny kid. So I probably was in that mess. But like, it's not as busy as it used to be. So when I've gone.
Oh, really?
Like,
Noah's Ark is not as busy or Wisconsin Dells is not?
No, Noah's Ark isn't, because all of these hotels are basically a water park themselves
they
now.
They are, yeah.
So I mean, like, still like going to Noah's Ark because you're not waiting in lines the way I used to as a kid.
If you go to Kalahari, they do have like an outdoor water park and an indoor water park. So if it's raining or cold, you can go indoors. And it's a legit water park. It's cool. Yeah. It really is.
Yeah.
Then they have the outdoor rides that are just bigger and outdoors. But you're right. I haven't been to Noah's Ark Water Park, nor have I desired to, in a really long time.
Yeah, no. I think because of all of these big hotels, Noah's Ark has really taken a hit. On top of the fact that Mount Olympus, right across the street, started as more of like a roller coaster and the like theme park. And then they turned into a water park, too. So now they have both. So they have roller coasters and water parks. So it's like kind of like a Six Flags now over there. And Noah's Ark only has water parks. So I still like going to Noah's Ark. I can handle that. I've done that as an adult.
The thing in Disney is that every park is great. Magic Kingdom is the most popular. Mm-hmm. And that's where you're fighting strollers. There's strollers everywhere because it's the most little kid friendly park.
Absolutely.
You're not going to take your kid on the Aerosmith Rock and Roller Coaster at Hollywood Studios.
What if they'd let me?
But you will take them on It's a Small World. That was Ava's first ride ever. And she didn't really know what to make of the whole thing. She just kind of looked around like, is she enjoying it? She's not crying. Okay, we're going to go. She's enjoying it. All right, coming up. Well, we had a couple of things coming up. First of all, we're going to clean up Highway 7. We've adopted Highway 7. It's our little baby section of the freeway of Highway 7 on next Wednesday.
May 25th.
About 11 o'clock, we're going to meet near 169 Bike. There's a Kohl's over there, right? We're going to meet near the shopping center. Where the old the mall where Knollwood is or used to be. Then we're going to work our way toward Highway 100. And we need some help because the more people there are, the less work we all do, and the easier it is, the more fun it is. Yeah. So how do you volunteer, Jenny? You sign up to volunteer, right?
So it's on DaveBryanShow.com. You can look for the blog that has the picture of all of us from the last group that did it last fall. And then you just sign up. All we need is your name and then your email, and then I will send an email to you once you're signed up to let you know you're signed up, and then more details next week right before the day of the cleanup.
You want to hang out with Dave Ryan in the morning show. Here's a memorable way to do it. Hang out and help us clean up the freeway. We'd love to have you sign up. Go to DaveRyanShow.com. Should be right there on the top. Also, the Pride Rainbow Run is a little bit early this year. It's this Saturday, and I'm going to be hosting this Saturday at the Rainbow Run. Love to have you sign up. It's a 5K. It's flat. It's along the river. It's beautiful. If you want to go, then I can get you a free registration for you and a friend.
Also, because it's over at BF Nelson Park. I will say I was just over there, and all the cherry blossoms are blooming and the crabapple trees.
Oh, my God.
It is beautiful over there right now. Yeah. It's so gorgeous.
And it's going to be nice and cool on Saturday, so it's perfect weather for a 5K run. If you want to sign up for it, you just call in. I'm going to give you my promotional code. Then you take that to the website, tcpride.org. You get signed up. So if you want to run, tell your partner, guess what? When you talk to them later today, tell your partner, or your friend, or whoever, guess what? We're going to run in the Rainbow Run this Saturday. Huh? We're going to do what? Get you signed up for free right now. We'll grab like 5 callers that are interested, and I'll get you the promo code so you can run for free. And if you want to sign up, it's tcpride.org. Coming up, touchy subject. This is, I think, we got a listener who got to bring something up that's a very touchy subject.
Yes.
All right. You're going to hear about it coming up on the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show next.